It's been amazing. And I'm very aware of how unique the circumstances were that enabled me to do this job. I've learned a huge amount. I think understanding the realities of the way that the US system works, the difference between, I mean, just the basic stuff, the kind of stuff you learn in politics at school around the executive and the legislature, that is very different to the parliamentary system. So that's obviously a huge learning experience. I think also, honestly, it's a very trite thing to say, but the size of government, it's just so, so, so huge. And the diversity of mission, the diversity of federal agencies and the way that they are, the way that they, the cultures in those agencies, the way they're run, I think is just a really fascinating space. And it does make performance improvement a more challenging task, certainly, to do the kinds of things we're trying to do in the Performance Improvement Council than it would be in the UK. And so I've learned a huge amount about how to build networks, how to deliver when you have less clear, hard incentives, when it's less easy to just say, you know what, just go and do it. And I think actually I'll take a lot of that back with me, because the truth is, if you are trying to instigate change in government, you want people to be on board. You want people to believe it's worth doing. And a lot about the way we work, I think, in the federal government when we're at our best is doing that.
And that's actually a great segue to understanding, kind of during your time with the PIC, what are some of the things you worked on that you look back and you go, we accomplished something, or we accomplished that, or our goals?
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about kind of over the last couple of years.
The thing that I'm kind of most proud of is the work that we've done on the cross-agency priority goals that I'll refer to as the CAP goals. And the CAP goals are really close to my heart. They're basically where I started when I came to work at the PIC. And they're partly close to my heart because I tried to do a lot of work on cross-agency delivery in the UK as well. And so I think this is a problem. We're trying to tackle a problem here that's common to many governments across the world. How do we set ourselves up to solve increasingly complex horizontal problems when government is largely structured in sort of vertical organizational silos? And so, you know, there's these last years establishing the first full set of CAP goals have been really intentionally a learning experience. And the PIC team, my team, have played a really key role in that. Some examples, we've supported OMB leadership to stand up regular problem-solving deep dive meetings that ensure consistent, sustained attention both on successes and challenges on all of the President's Management Agenda cross-agency goals. We have partnered with OMB to make the case for and support the establishment of the White House Leadership Development Program, which I'm hugely proud of, and that elevates the importance of the kind of enterprise leadership and performance skills that you need to actually deliver cross-agency. And then as a team, we've just worked day to day with many of these CAP goal teams, offering support, guidance to help them kind of navigate the day to day challenges that come with this uncharted territory of cross-agency. These can be as simple as just noticing and putting to the fore that people speak a different language and that we need to maybe develop a shared definition. We've done some really interesting work with the STEM education CAP goal, helping them to, and really working in partnership with them, this is never something that we're doing to them, helping them to develop a shared definition of what authentic STEM learning experiences actually mean. And that sounds like a kind of really trite thing, but the fact that people had different interpretations of that was becoming a sort of stumbling block. And we do these intense engagements through our collaboration studio in the PIC, which is another thing that I've been really proud of, the idea that we set something up to help that. Progress we've made on this was recognized by GAO in their most recent GIPRAMA kind of report, which is a nice thing to have a GAO report that says nice things about what we've been doing. So we're really happy about that and working very hard to ensure the lessons we've learned are reflected and go forward.
I want to go back to a couple of things you said. The deep dive meetings to ensure consistent, sustained attention to the agenda goals. I remember Beth Colbert, when she was over at OMB, talking about a Fed stat session.
Yeah,
I know this administration has been very big on the stat sessions, right? Mm-hmm. Cyber stat, ACT stat, HR stat, tech stat, portfolio stat. I could stat all day.
Yeah.
So where did that fit in your deep dive? Was that the Fed stat, or was that a different type of if you want stat session, though you may not have called it stat.
You could call it a stat session if you wanted to. It sits within the family of implementation focused, data focused meetings that OMB leadership have set up in this administration, and I think which they deserve credit for doing so. Like, this is about recognizing that, especially on implementation, there's a need to create a routine. You know, routine can seem a bit boring, but Michael Barber, who established the Prime Minister's Delivery Unit in the UK, has a great phrase, which is government by routine beats government by spasm. And I think that idea that actually, especially when you're talking about implementation, setting up regular, very data focused, not gotcha exercises, not about sort of saying, you know, who needs to be hauled along the coals, but says, okay, what's going well and what can we learn from that? But also, where are the sticking points, or where are the things that we can escalate? Where are the things that we can share with the President's Management Council, for example, and raise to the Deputy Secretaries? So I've had the opportunity in the 3 years I've been here to work with three different Deputy Directors of Management at OMB, and I've been just consistently impressed with how much time they're willing to give to this kind of work. It's good that they make that space.
And I know we've at Federal News Radio have talked to you about the White House Leadership Program.
The White House Leadership Development Program really was an opportunity both to create a unique development and leadership experience for a cohort of very high performing GS15s in federal government who, and thankfully their agencies donated them for a year to this program. And these guys, you know, to a person, are just an inspiring bunch of federal leaders. And I think they've been working in the CAPGOL teams, in the White House, sometimes in agencies, really trying to help move the needle and provide dedicated resource and that sort of enterprise skill set to these priorities. And we're actually just, my colleague Jenny Mattingly runs the program incredibly well and is the kind of the sort of heart and soul of it. But we are in the process now of making selections for year two. And having been involved in that process, I'm just so excited about the quality of people that are coming through this program. It's great.
And just to be clear, each of these people in the leadership development program, they were not necessarily leading the goals, because that's led by the undersecretaries or deputy secretaries, or you see the leadership on the performance.gov.
They join the goal team, basically, and some of them perform almost a deputy kind of role. Others take on very specific projects within the goal that need to be tackled. Again, it's a challenge the world over. This is not unique to the US federal government, but when you talk about cross-cutting issues, often they are staffed by lots of people giving a little bit of their time. And so having some dedicated high caliber federal staff working on the goals is, I think, a really important thing to hold on to.
And I think the other thing you're doing is using this idea that you bring in people from agencies, they spend a year in the program, then they go back to their agencies with that knowledge and impart that knowledge. I mean, when you talk about leadership development, it's not a one and done. It's really the hope is the trickle down effect.
Absolutely. I think these guys, I'm sure many of them will be moving back into SES roles and will be continuing to play an incredible senior leadership role in the federal government going forward. And I think what they will have learned from this experience, and I know it because they've told me, what they've learned from this experience will just be invaluable in the kind of the way they add value and operate when they go back to their departments.
You are heading back to the UK to take a new job. So let's just start at the very beginning. Your time here in the US government, I think it was just a little bit over 2 years, is coming to an end. Tell me a little bit about why you decided that this was the right time to maybe head back, and what are you going to be doing back in the UK?
We always plan to return eventually. I'm a career SES in the UK government, and they were really nice to let me come and take a career break. So that was always going to be finite. The timing is really just down to the fact that an opportunity came up to take a really important leadership role in the Department for Education, and I was lucky enough to be appointed. So I am very sad to be leaving, and I've loved being here, but the opportunity to work in this mission space, working in partnership with the many in the education system to ensure that big changes lead to real impact and better outcomes, is both personally really inspiring, but also, of course, it gives me an opportunity to apply lots of the performance practices and principles that I've professionally kind of dedicated my career to and which we've been working to advance here at the Performance Improvement Council.
There's always, if you had more time, what would you have done? Give me a sense of, are there certain things that maybe the pick maybe just lost some steam on, or maybe just when you looked at the resources you had to focus on certain areas and not on others?
Yeah, I mean, we are a small team. So I think it's always humbling to reflect on the fact that, you know, with 8 or 9 permanent staff, some contractors and many wonderful details and rotational staff, we managed to get done what we do get done. I think there's a couple of things that I wouldn't say that we've sort of lost steam on, but that are kind of have been in genesis and have a lot of potential. And I think and hope that potential will continue to be realized. I mean, the first thing I'd flag is sort of around technology and the connection with technology and data. So we see the challenges that are inherent in collecting, sharing, verifying, analyzing complex performance data. They're really not trivial. And the performance community sort of grapples with these challenges every day. We have, in the last 6 months, brought in a digital director to the PIC. We've also partnered with a team of presidential innovation fellows. And that's really about saying, how might we use technology to help address some of the challenges that performance folk face, but also realize some new opportunities. And, you know, that should include, how might we further leverage one of our key assets, which is performance.gov? You know, this is a website which I think is very legitimately an informational and compliance-based site at the moment, but that version 1.0 is, and it's a credit that it's there and it's been developed and it's a great foundation to work from. But envisioning what a more transactional site might look like that might engage more different audiences, including within government, you know, how might we start to think about putting real-time performance data into the hands of federal managers in more customizable, user-friendly ways? This all sounds kind of like pie in the sky, but what's been really, just really impactful to me is working with more of these digital folks and seeing the skill set we now have in federal government and the people that can bring these ideas to bear. And I'm really excited about that opportunity to marry that energy and innovation that's happening in digital with performance in government.
Let me pull on that string a little bit. When you talk about the work you're doing with the Presidential Innovation Fellows and the new digital director, are they working on this, if you will, version 2.0 of performance.gov, or are they working on something more specific around maybe a data analytics tool to help use performance data in a different way?
They're in the early stages, and I would say, to use the kind of correct lingo, they're sort of in user discovery at the moment. But I think there are certainly opportunities to think about what version 2.0 of performance.gov could look like. That's going to need to be obviously a decision made by the administration. But I think there are also, as you say, like opportunities potentially to build smaller prototypes that can demonstrate the way or create more opportunities to really use performance data, especially for program managers. I think that's the sort of, I think that's the kind of really sweet spot.
And in many ways, the reason why the Performance Improvement Council was developed probably, I want to say 10 years ago or not quite 10 years ago now, was this idea of bringing people together to use data in a new way, to understand the data. Yeah. So in many ways, do you kind of feel like this digital effort is just a part of the evolution of the PIC?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think it's a sort of, it's also a recognition, as you say, that actually as a small team in the center of government, we want to reach as far as we can. And obviously we work in partnership with the performance improvement officers and their teams in departments. So this isn't just like kind of us banging your head against a wall in the center. There is a network of very committed, inspiring leaders all around government who care about performance and are trying to constantly improve in their agencies. We also need to think about how we do things that are easily accessible and scalable because the federal government is so huge. So I think I'm excited. I don't know what the answer is or how it all pan out, but I think there's a cool opportunity there to kind of make that connection. And it's certainly something like in state and local government that I think is being done in really innovative ways.
When you look at the last couple of years, do you see areas that you can point to and say, because of what the PIC did, this is different or this is better?
Yeah. The thing that for me is most important is that I think we have helped to influence the way we talk and think about performance in government, and that is changing for the better. And that isn't a trivial thing. So there was a time, like not very long ago, when the phrase kind of what gets measured gets done was basically the performance mantra. That was what people kind of said constantly. And it was seen, performance management was seen as primarily about hard accountability, hard incentives. And some of this improvement and learning was a bit of an afterthought. And so I think one of the great things about the framework in the US federal government, the GPRAMA framework, and we've got, you know, independent academic studies that sort of show this, is that the law and the guidance does incentivize the adoption of proven practices and routines. It allows flexibility. And we have leadership that really emphasize, is this being used? Is it useful? Not just in O&B, but within the performance community in federal government, and certainly the PIC team live it. What we've reflected on is that we need to try really hard to emphasize the importance, especially when there is this sort of legal scaffolding in place, to actively guard against compliance, a compliance mentality, an idea that we're just doing this because we have to do this, instead of thinking, this is a tool, this is a framework that we can use to help us get what we want to get done. And how that's manifested itself for us in the PIC is that we've essentially developed a construct that we call P3, Performance Practices and Principles. This will be, it's up on our website on PIC.gov in a sort of very high-level playbook form. But the idea here was that we need to start talking about performance as being more than just what's required in the law, about more than just measurement. We need to go beyond that limited idea and start to think about all of the practices, from, you know, what it takes to prioritize, to evaluation, to communication, and bring these together and present a more kind of compelling value proposition, I guess, for program leaders and program managers to actually use this stuff and do it. And so that, to me, it sounds, again, I mean, it sounds too high level, but I think changing the nature of the narrative around performance in government is a really important thing for us. And also starting to focus more on program managers. So working with program leaders through programs like the Leaders Delivery Network that we set up last year, where we bring together senior career staff charged with implementing priority goals in agencies, and work with them to sort of provide tools, ideas, insights, and connections across with peers with similar challenges. That's all been helped by having this P3 performance principles and practices construct, because it's sort of given us a language that is more than just what you have to do because of the law.
When you talk about this idea of this framework, the P3 framework, mm-hmm. and you talk about the deep dives, can you give me an example of where this has worked or is working within an agency?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things, the sort of easiest place for us to point to examples in the PIC, as well as doing a lot of this very broad work with working in partnership with PIOs and with agencies, we also have a team now that we call the Collaboration Studio that essentially does deep engagements with teams, usually priority goal teams within agencies and cross-agency priority goal teams, to try and unblock obstacles or solve specific performance problems. Or, you know, one of the things we've developed is a method for working through with agencies how to develop better metrics. I think the thing that's great about this is that we occupy a very unique space in the PIC. We don't really have an underlying agenda on any policy. We just want to help improve performance. But we do have the power to bring together very diverse groups and convene. We have that sort of convening power across the federal government and within the Executive Office of the President. So we want to use that to help accelerate progress, help move things forward. One thing we've done recently with a large component in one federal agency, and I won't go into too many details because it's all the work we do is basically, you know, it's internal. We did a multi-phase engagement with teams in the component and then grew it to the whole department and then grew it to the cross agency around a specific strategic objective. And the idea there was to really try and have everybody getting to the same place around what the right metrics were going to be for a very complicated, multifaceted program. And that involved working with them to sort of go right back to that question zero. What are we trying to achieve? And does everybody understand that to be the same thing? And if they don't, how do we use our facilitation skills, use our design skills to try and help them get there? But the agency's sort of lead said to us that they had never been involved in a process like this, where they were, the department was engaged, the agency was engaged, the program office were engaged, and that integration, that sort of unique integration, was enabled them to take concrete decisions, to move forward in a direction that they didn't have, and really just to get performance measures and integrated activities across the bureaus and within that agency. The team who worked on that maybe did, it wasn't an insignificant amount of time, but it was meetings and summits and convenings happening over about a 6 month period, 6 to 9 month period, every couple months for a day. And I think there's a few of those sorts of examples, more to come. And I think they're the sort of ones that really stick with us, as we can see that we're having impact on actual programs.